Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, lots of great classics. A lot of choral music as well, some music by Mahler, Copland, and of course, some oboe music. Let's start the program with a little beautiful music by Faure, his Requiem. This is soprano Nancy Argenta and the Bournemouth Sinfonietta with Pierre Jesu. What a graceful way to start the morning. That was soprano Nancy Argenta. And she was joined by the members of the Bournemouth Sinfonietta and David Hill and Pierre Jesu from Faure's Requiem. We're going to continue with some music by American composer Aaron Copland. Now, Copland was born in Brooklyn and was trained in Paris by Nadia Boulanger. Very, very important, and went through a variety of styles and techniques in his compositions, from serialism to jazz. We're going to hear some music for Voice Again by Aaron Copland, and this is based on the 8 poems of Emily Dickinson. Originally, Copland did not set out to write the song cycle, but later expressed, and I quote, "I fell in love with one song, The Chariot," and continued to add songs one at a time until I had 12. The poems themselves gave me direction, one that I hoped would be appropriate to Miss Dickinson's lyrical expressive language. Well, I will say, this lyricism is captured beautifully in this performance by American soprano Dawn Upshaw, and we're going to hear Going to Heaven and The Chariot.
Going to heaven. Going to heaven. I don't know where. Pray do not ask me how. Indeed, I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven. Going to heaven. As sure as flocks go home at night unto the shepherd's arm. Perhaps you're going to, who knows? If you should get there first, save just a little place for me, close to the tomb. Just a bit of crown, for you know we do not mind our dress when we are going home. Going to heaven, going to heaven. I'm good. And I'd like to look a little more at such a curious earth. I am glad they did believe it, whom I have never found since the
slowly drew him.
Beautiful music. And if you're not up after that, I don't know what will do that. What was the glorious voice of Don Upshaw, joined by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, with Hugo Wolf conducting. And those were some selections from Aaron Copland's Eight Poems of Emily Dickinson. We're going to move on to some more beautiful music, this time from German composer, get this, Engelbert Humperdinck. And I am not speaking of the pop singer, I'm speaking of the classical composer. He lived in the 19th and 20th centuries and started studying piano at an early age. He wrote his first composition, get this, at the age of 7. Now, although his parents disapproved of his choice to be a musician and a composer, he persevered. And today we're going to hear what he resulted in, some of what is probably his what he's looked at most memorably for, and that's music from Hansel and Gretel. Now, this started as 4 songs, and this was to accompany initially a puppet show his nieces were giving at home. Then his sister joined him and wrote the libretto, loosely based on the version of the fairy tale by the Brothers Grimm. The opera did premiere back in 1893 and had the honor of being the first opera transmitted live from the Metropolitan Opera. And this morning we're going to hear a performance of the prelude. And it's by the Bamberg Symphony with Carl Anton Rickenbacker.
Thank you.
powerful prelude. That was the Bamberg Symphony with Carl Anton Rickenbacker directing. And the prelude, once again, from Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And it is the time in the program which I always anxiously await. And I am speaking of oboe music time. Now, today's offering is one of my favorites, with a particular beautiful second movement. We're going to hear a lovely performance by Joseph Kiss, joined by the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra. And this is Marcello's Oboe Concerto. Thank you. an amazing performance. That was Joseph Kiss joined by the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra and Marcello's Oboe Concerto. And you know what? I cried in the second movement. I always do. It's so beautiful. And then there's a lot of fast tonguing in the third movement. In any case, it's an incredible, beautiful composition. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And this next selection may scare a few of you out there, but I promise it's going to be amazing. Yes, I'm speaking of Mahler. A lot of people don't want to go there, but, you know, he is intensely beautiful and haunting, and I particularly enjoy his Fifth Symphony. It was composed back in 1902 when he had married the beautiful Alma Mahler and was expecting their first child. And if you ever want to look into that, you should read a couple books about her, because she kind of got around. Now, in my mind, you can hear the tenderness and love in the music. We're going to hear a performance by the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jukka-Pekka Sarasate. the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra, with Jukka-Pekka Saratti and the Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony. And we're going to go back into the choral music theme, and this is music by Verdi from the opera Nabucco. We're going to hear the Ambrosian Opera Chorus with the Philharmonia Orchestra, and this is the Hebrew Chorus of the Slaves. The Ambrosian Opera Chorus. and Philharmonia Orchestra with Riccardo Muti conducting. And that was the Chorus of the Slaves by Verdi. Now, this next offering is by the dynamic Franz Liszt. Now, he was renowned in Europe during the 19th century for his virtuosic skill as a pianist and was said by his contemporaries to have been the most technically advanced pianist of his age and perhaps the greatest pianist of all time. And this can definitely be heard in the large amount of piano music which he composed and played. This morning we're going to hear a classic, Liebestraum number 3. How beautiful is that? That was a performance by Françoise René de Chablis, and that was Liszt Liebestraum number 3. And it's a lovely, gentle way to end the program. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. And do stay tuned now to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku. And I'm going to leave you with some music to set you in the mood. And I am speaking of Mafara, and it's a lovely album called Juba, and they're out of Edmonton. But it's a great disc, so let's take a listen.
Jubalet, solelan.